Welcome back. So without much debate or really any discussion at all, 5G is being rolled out all across America and the world. 5G is short for fifth generation, as in the fifth generation of technology for cell phone networks. Well, this fifth generation tech is supposed to be a lot faster and a lot more powerful. So naturally, that means vastly more powerful radio waves being blasted everywhere, all the time. This can't be healthy for humans. And the truth is, nobody probably bothered to check. Or if they did, whoever did the checking didn't feel like reporting the results because they know exactly what this is. Well, Mark Steele says that he knows what this is also. Steele is an engineer and says that he's worked on secret weapons research with the British government. He believes that 5G is working in concert with the COVID-19 bioweapon injections, falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines, to become a global kill switch that could be used to genocide the planet. We've heard a lot about this. We want to learn more. So to that end, Mark Steele joins us now. Mark, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Stu. I really appreciate, getting the opportunity to get this information out into the larger population. It's
very important. Of course. So you're making the assertion that 5G is in fact somehow tied into or can communicate with those people who've been injected with these bioweapons. And I want to remind everybody, I mean, we have seen microscopy images of self-assembling circuitry, nanotechnology inside of these shots. So you're making the assertion that this is absolutely connected. What's going to happen?
Absolutely. The spectrum for 5G, the main blanket coverage is sub-gigahertz. That's long-range radar. So where we have the industry narrative about millimeter waves, that is part of 5G, but it's not the main part. Having these transmitters on every single streetlight or every telegraph pole every few meters, that's totally false. Sub-gigahertz is long-range. And not only is it long-range, it's part of the spectrum for biometrics. So it understands the biometrics of a person. You hear about people with these smartwatches that can monitor your biometrics through that. And there's a number of other pieces of technology. However, the injection, the COVID-19 vaccine is a nanometer material antenna. All right. These are graphite ferrous oxide. They're self-replicating, as you stated. They're basically small electronics. And what that allows me to do is actually understand a person's biometrics. The fact, once I understand the biometrics, I can then hit them with an atonic seizure. I can basically do cancellation waves at the heart, attack the vagus nerve. There's a number of different ways that this biometrics network can be used against the person. And obviously, the intelligence documents that we have in 2017 showed a large number of deaths in America, somewhere in the region of a couple of hundred million. I think 55 million in the United Kingdom was reported by 2025. We're already seeing an increase in death, but that's not the real kill. This is just the technology being pretty problematic because they rushed the technology. They've rushed it. People are getting sick from it. They're dropping down dead, where this equipment is actually self-replicating and it's building the nanoparticulate antenna network through chemtrails. You set up this magnetic field within the body, and that then attracts all of the other contaminants, the other nanometer material contaminants that come from chemtrail and food, water, etc. So you're building out this antenna, what they perceive to be this autonomous human going forward, like a control of a human being. It's not what's going to happen. AI systems, this AI network is not going to be able to create the creator's creation. It's an attempt by these forces, these dark forces, to create what the creator created.
An attempt by demonic, satanic people to wipe out God's creation is what you're saying.
Exactly, to replace God's creation. They're an attempt to replace God's creation, which is far more sophisticated, and they're going to use an AI three-dimensional network, 5G, to blanket coverage in areas so that they can then take total control of the antenna network that they're now injecting into the bodies of people, unknowingly to them, which is really important. If anybody's being vaccinated, you must get yourself checked, get a neodymium magnet. You can get them on eBay. There's a number of places that you can get them, and you can test in and around the injection site. Make sure the skin's nice and dry. because obviously the temperature increase, you get what's called sticky skin. That can also be caused by the pre-diabetes state from the vaccine. So you make sure the skin's nice and dry, use alcoholic wipes, whatever, make sure it's dry. And then what you do is you can locate the nanometer materials, graphite, ferrous oxide antennas that they have injected into you by attaching the neodymium magnet. We've been doing that in the United Kingdom. We've got a group of people called the Magneteers, and that's waking an awful lot of people up in relation to this genocidal plot, this great evil that's being perpetrated against us by the World Economic Forum and the puppets who work for them. Their plan is to take down all mankind. They're already telling people that they're having this virus, this network virus, so an internet virus, that's going to be next. It's going to be worse than COVID-19. They're telling us all about that. Well, unfortunately, if you've taken the vaccine, you're part of that technological plate. You've become a technology. They're already stripping out your DNA. They're changing things around so that you are actually a technology that are owned by a pharmaceutical company. So it's extremely important, if anybody's been a victim of this, is to do something about it. Because what they're after, they want your money. They're looking for people with assets. People with assets, people with money. It's not the poor people. You know, that was always sold. It's, let's just get rid of the people who, you know, the useless eaters. No, this is all about getting rid of the people with assets. They've got to balance the books. They're in the debt. They want your money. They want your cash. They want your car. They want to take everything out.
Okay, I've got a two-part question here as you go on here. I believe everything you're saying has credibility based on your history, your expert status, the research that you've done. You gave an expert witness statement. We're going to go over that a little bit here in greater detail. But the detractors, your critics of this show and your detractors will say, oh, he's talking chemtrails and he's talking 5G. This guy is a QAnon conspiracy theorist. He has no credibility at all whatsoever. To those people, you say what?
Well, I was taken to court by my local council to try and gag me, because I said the words that were coming out of my mouth were terrorizing the vulnerable in the local community. I got to court. The judge stated the 5G risk must be debated. He confirmed that I was an expert in this field. And he said, this is democracy. The public have a right to know the 5G risk must be debated. We've never had any debate. The reason why there's no debate and no research on 5G, as it is absolutely a weapon system. The technical parameter for 5G is direct energy in air. It only has one use on the battlefield, not the civilian setting. There are no 5G devices. So if you get a 5G phone, it's got 5G on it, you've been basically ripped off, because 5G, its main technical parameter is directional, a directional beam wave, so a compressed, compact, polarized, collimated signal. That's what 5G is. And you don't have an antenna in your phone that is that. And the reason for that, if I fired a signal through the head, so I've got my mobile device here, I've got a signal from a 5G antenna, and if I show my head, it's most probably going to kill you. It's the same, not dissimilar technology that was used in Havana to attack US embassy staff to cause irreparable brain injury. Microwave radiation traveling through your head will cause irreparable brain injury, probably give you a stroke, it could kill you stone dead. So consequently, you can't have a device that collimates a focused signal to an antenna through your head. And unfortunately, if you're orientated this way, you're perfectly fine. Could you take the risk of the antennas over here? Because you don't know where the antenna is. And if that antenna is orientated through your head, it's possibly going to kill you. So that's why there isn't any actual 5G devices. So ask yourself this question. Why is all this 5G interconnected system being installed in your cities, your towns, being funded by your government, being funded by your local authorities and government, when the industry actually physically don't have a 5G phone? And if you taught anybody when they get these 5G devices, they go, well, it's worse than the 4G I had. The reason for that is because it's not 5G. This 5G connection is machine to machine only. And if you get in the middle of that beam wave, it could possibly kill you. Now, autonomous vehicles, which is part of the reason for 5G, that's all a scam. I can explain it quite quickly. Autonomous vehicles need what's called LIDAR. It's a laser radar crossed technology. It's off the battlefield. Fantastic for battlefield interrogation, by the way. So I can see any enemy weaponry, hardware coming onto the battle space. LIDAR is very good. However, on a motorway, right, you're traveling down a motorway, mind your own business. You've got a car, you've got mirrors, central mirror, you've got mirrors at the side. That LIDAR, it operates a non-visible spectrum, so you can't see it. So it's very high-powered laser light, which if I was shining a laser at your eyes, I'd get arrested for assault. However, this one, you can't see it. You've got a vehicle coming up behind you, and it's firing the laser radar cross into your mirrors, directly at your eyes, causes central nervous cancers, central system cancers, etc. So that's just one vehicle. What happens when you've got 300 or 400 vehicles traveling down a highway, all pumping out these emissions, these very, very toxic emissions, all pointed at your mirrors, directed into your face and into your eye system? It's like facial recognition. It's toxic. Nobody talks about facial recognition. They talk about it's an invasion of your privacy. Nobody talks about how dangerous it is. Remember when you have police officers with handheld radar guns, a lot of those police officers got cancer. That's why they stopped doing it, because they couldn't hide the bodies. And that's what we're seeing today. We're seeing a massive increase in all case mortality. We've got this type of radiation that's been put in all over our cityscapes. And these are battlefield-derived weapon systems, not telecommunications. We're being gaslighted. And that's why the industry didn't test them to be safe, because if they had have tested it, it would have failed. 4G isn't safe. I'm not saying that 4G is safe. However, you only have to get a distance away from the antenna and it's not dangerous.
Using microwave and other emanating technology like this is not anything new. We saw them use it against Australian dissidents at protests. It was considered to be used at the January 6th rally, the incident here at our capital. I want to read this quote. I write this expert report as a British engineer, inventor, patent writer, and weapons research scientist, an engineer with a materials science background, and inventor of the world's first binocular optical wave guides, weapons sight systems, infrared thermal imaging, head-up displays, molecular reactors, signal processing, and transducer design, to name a limited few. As the chief technology officer at the company that designed and brought to market the world's first internationally approved head-up display product, accredited with a number of innovation awards, but more importantly, regulated to a number of internally recognized standards, including the Department of Transport, as well as ANSI and others, I was relied upon in the establishment of international standards for augmented reality and virtual reality HUD systems. Refer to Exhibit 2A for patent attorney, blah, blah, blah. You go on here, you say that Cyber Command had been made aware here in the United States of your expertise and specifically requested your advice with regard to an unusual 5G antenna design deployed across the United States of America. You continue, quote, I have been extremely fortunate that most but not all of my research and product development work has been carried out alongside of the Official Secrets Act legislation. This was a expert statement that was given to whom and for what purpose?
I was contacted by lawyers in Canada. There was an international group of lawyers that were very interested in actually bringing the Canadian government to a courtroom. And obviously in that courtroom, the judges, without doubt, will have been vaccinated, because obviously a lot of the people in the legal sector have been gaslighted, the same as the general public. And what this lawyer said, we need to understand what the interconnection is between the vaccines and the 5G network. So it's actually in that technical document. I knew these developments. There was a DoD project to track wetware on the battlefield. So these are biological structures that are very, very difficult to see unless you have, you know, something you're carrying with you, or you've been injected with these nanometer materials, which allows me to light you up in a battle zone. Very similar to the, you know, the money, a lot of the currency now, I can track it because it's got these foil, they're basically the radio frequency identity tags that are dormant. It's just a bit of, you know, a bit of foil. You can see it in a lot of your currency. So I can scan your environment and I can see how much money you've got in your pocket. I can see currency changing hands. That's all part of the 5G urban radar network. It's to tag, you know, things going into your bin. So you basically, where a barcode will be replaced with a printed on reflective metal coating.
To illuminate you and your activities. With limited time left here, are people who have not been inoculated, are pure bloods, safe from this targeting?
Safer. There's a number of serious concerns I have with 5G, and it's the capacitance that's been built into smart meters, all the smart devices, the massive capacitance, the capability for what's potentially could be an EMP.
We need to get you back for a more extended conversation on this, clearly, for your expertise and coming here. I don't know how you got a hold of us, but I'm certainly glad that you did. I want to thank the producers for making sure that we made this connection. And we're going to get you back for an extended discussion about all of this, because I do see the connection here. And the way that you've laid it out makes it very plausible. And just because something is incredibly hard to believe or incredibly evil does not make it less plausible. Mark Steele, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks very much, Stu, and God bless you.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
I've personally recommended Magnesium Breakthrough to all of my closest friends and to my family, and the reports that I've gotten back from them are incredibly positive. That's why I have continued to recommend it to you. Magnesium Breakthrough possesses the 7 most appropriate types and the exact appropriate amounts of magnesium to help you to combat stress and anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights, depression, all of these things that lead to an early grave. I've been paying attention in the various platforms where we broadcast, watching the live chats, people talking about Magnesium Breakthrough saying it literally saved my life. And they're not being hyperbolic. They're not over-exaggerating. If you're dealing with sleepless nights, you're just like 75% of other Americans that are facing a magnesium deficiency, which is incredibly serious for your health. Your body's overall function relies incredibly on the amount of magnesium that you have in your body. Check it out for yourself. Do your own research. I always encourage that. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everybody has increased stress and anxiety. If you're dealing with sleepless nights, it's a serious issue. Please go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.